Wow.
Wow. Well, Lion, we come to the last session of this epic journey, the biggest summit that perhaps has ever been done, virtual summit on men's work. And I just want to first, before we do a ritual honoring, I want to honor you because you've carried so much of the weight of this in terms of inviting people and thinking it through and the program and logistics and so much of the organizing. Like, you've played a really beautiful father function for this whole coming together and this rich offering for the world. So I just deep bow of gratitude to you first.
Thank you, Stephen, and a bow of gratitude to you for creating this platform, this incredible platform that allows us to do this with some grace, and also the men like Ben and Jeffrey who have been behind the scenes managing the phones and the technology. The whole team at the Shift Network has provided us with a platform to stand on, and that is no small feat. And it's an inclusive platform. It's one that allows many voices to speak, and I am honored to be here and be part of it.
I see that Michael Dubois is also on, and he's the one who deserves a lot of the credit for building the platform, the technology platform, and also just kudos to him. So,
Ben Hart and Jeffrey Kine, who have been our board men, the real structure behind our ability to have these conversations.
So it's really been an extraordinary team effort, and I think it really has brought out the best in us as men. I feel that it's really brought out the heartfulness, the depth, the commitment to something larger, to a bold vision for transforming how we live as men and how we relate and connect. And it's really been, I think it's been healing for my heart, and I know that from the comments we've received, it's been healing for so many others to have this multifaceted exploration that really brings in all these different wings of the men's movement. So I'm really grateful for all our participants as well.
Now we've had, can I say the number? We're nearing 18,000 people who have registered for this summit. And, blessings to everyone.
And so as we express this gratitude, it's sort of the spirit in which we wanted to close this conference, that it's no coincidence that we're closing on Father's Day itself. And as much as we're exploring the future possibilities and the evolution of masculinity and where we're headed as a planet and individually, we stand on the shoulders of the men that our ancestors, our great-great-great-great-great-grandparents and our grandparents and most of all our fathers, who are the ones who taught us how to become men and how to grow and mature and act with integrity and honor. And so we thought it'd be perfect and fitting and appropriate to end this time that we've had together on Father's Day with an honoring of fathers in a more intimate context. And I've actually got my dad on the line with us, so I'm going to give him the mic and welcome him. His name is William Dynan, and he's coming to us live from Duluth, Minnesota right now. So Dad, welcome.
Hello. Glad to be here. And this has been a wonderful thing that you've done here, Stephen. And it makes me feel very proud of you.
Well, so as we begin, I think this is probably the first time I've brought my dad onto one of our public summits. He's normally somewhat a little shyer in being public speaker and being out in the front of these kind of things. But I just want to say a few words on Father's Day publicly as a way to begin this ritual that we're going to invite other people to do the same, including Lion, and can be for fathers who are present or not present, as well as our lineages. But I just want to say, Dad, like what a great blessing you've given me as a father. I feel like you've given me such an incredible, deep, loving template for being a man. The older I get, the more I appreciate it. I think the younger I was, the more I got feisty and rebellious and kind of went off to do my own thing. But as I get older and I face more of life's challenges, and you know, from marriage to managing company to being just a mature person, I just appreciate so much more how rock solid your integrity is. I don't think I've ever heard you lie. You're a man of your word. You're never the kind of guy who tried to get a special discounts for, like, oh, lie about your age to get into movies. Or you're truly honorable on all levels and completely impeccable with your word. And that goes to your commitment with mom, like that you guys have had a 43 or 4-year marriage now, and it's just always been rock solid. It never wobbled. It was such a great template to know that both of you were always there. And I never saw you really dishonor her. And there were occasionally times that you might have arguments, but I never saw you act in a way that tried to hurt her and or dishonor her. And that's really quite extraordinary. I also just want to honor you for your service. You really modeled for me what it means to serve the larger world. You were never somebody who was just self-interested or trying to pad your own bank account. You were a lawyer who worked for the city, and you made probably half of what you would have made in private practice. But you as a city attorney, you really served the larger community. And you did that with the church. You always put a lot of focus on just working for the greater good. I also just feel like you just really took care of our family. You spent time with us. You would come to our swim meets or baseball games. You really made a priority of taking care of us. And I was so touched as your own mom entered into when she got to about 100, and she needed more and more care, and she recognized less and less who was even there. Like, you were just always really there, really rock solid, taking care of your mom right up until she was 103 and passed. And just that level of dedication to family was always just really touching to me. And I also just want to appreciate you for being vulnerable. I mean, you're a very vulnerable man in an era in which that wasn't really always welcomed or cherished in the society. And I always remember you'd be the first one to cry at movies a lot of times. Any emotions would be on the movies, we could look over and Dad was, you're crying away. And I think that was just gave me a lot of permission to be vulnerable myself. And I also just want to honor you just for the humor and humility. You've always just had a great sense of humor, never afraid to kind of make jokes about yourself or, your status of your golf game or whatever it is. Like, that there's just a really beautiful sense of not taking yourself too seriously and to really be playful and humorous with life. So, and maybe the final thing, just how you've really modeled balance too. You navigated through 4 or 5 different administrations of different mayors, some of whom were kind of tempestuous and could be pretty tough to work with, and you managed to navigate through all that and serve the community and work with the city council and be able to really be balanced and not reactive to people, but try to steer this higher course. And I think that's really been a gift that's served me, or at least I don't know if I'm as balanced as you are, but I've aspired to try to grow into that more. So just a few things I just wanted to share publicly here on Father's Day, and just thank you for being a loving, really great dad.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you, Stephen, for that wonderful tribute. I don't know if it's half-deserved, but I appreciate it very much. And you are, talk about being vulnerable, you're bringing me to tears right now. You can't see them, but they're there. It's so nice to have a son who is such a fine human being, and that's what I always hoped, that children would grow up to be fine human beings, and you have met that test in spades. And it's also great that you have decided as your life's work to do something that really benefits humanity. And I've always been proud of you for doing that, and it's not an easy thing to do. But you have really stuck with it, and I think now things are really coming to fruition. I think you're getting, your voice is being heard, I think, by lots of people, and your work is being appreciated by lots of people, and that makes me one proud papa.
Well, thank you, Dad. Thank you from my heart. I really, that honoring touches me, and just want you to know I love you on Father's Day.
And I love you too.
Well, thank you, Dad. So I'm going to let Lion. I know that we're not going to have all the fathers on for the honorings, but I think Lion, I would love for you to invite you to just offer an honoring to your father in spirit form or just from your heart.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, I want to bring in a couple of great fathers of the world. The first, we started with Robert Bly in our program, lo those many weeks ago, 10 days. It feels like weeks, but we started this 10 days ago, and Robert was our first appearance, our first speaker, and I want to read his poem called Prayer for My Father. Your head is still, restless, rolling, east and west. That body in you, insisting on living, is the old hawk for whom the world darkens. If I am not with you when you die, that is grievous, but just. The part of you cleaned my bones more than once. That part of you cleaned my bones more than once. But I will meet you in the young hawk, whom I see inside both you and me. He will guide you to the Lord of Night, who will give you the tenderness you wanted here. And I want to bring in my good friend and my first shaman, Tom Pinkson, who could not be here to read this blessing, but he sent this blessing and asked me to read it for him, which Tom knows how to honor all the beings of the world and in the universe. So this is his Father's Day blessing that I read for all of us. For all fathers here and in the spirit world, ancestor fathers of all traditions, for all who showed up through the ages and did your best to bring through father love, support, affirmation, protection, kindness, courage, generosity, humility, gentleness, strength, fun, and play, creativity, and caring. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And for all those who were not able to show up in this way, that each child and partner deserved due to your own wounds, thank you for trying. And for all those who didn't show up at all, or did so in destructive or hurtful ways, may you know healing blessings are coming your way. May your souls be healed here in this world or in the spirit world. May you be open to healing love, love that is forgiving. For all those men living now who are doing your fathering work, who will be doing fathering work and who seek to do it in a manner that raises healthy girls and boys, healthy families, healthy communities, and a healthy world, thank you for showing up. May the principles and practices of healthy fathering, honoring, protecting, nurturing, guiding, loving, appreciating, and healing, celebrating life in all its diversity by which to create a win-win world for all beings, grow ever stronger into fullest blossoming for the healing of the sacred hoop. Happy Father's Day to all fathers, to human fathers, and to fathers of every species. Thank you, Great Spirit, for the gift of loving fathers, for grandfathers, and for the women and children who honor us with the gift and responsibility of being fathers. May all of us men recognize that we do not have to have children of our own to show up as good fathers to all children and to all of life. May it be so. From Tom Pinkson, who is a great man in my life, great father figure in my life. And now I want to honor my own father, who is passed on, he's in the spirit world now, Jerry Lewis Goodman. He was born in Des Moines, Iowa. He went into the Army Air Corps and just missed serving in World War II. He became an artist and a designer, and he was a great lover of beauty. and he became a businessman to raise a family. He went into a business that he may not have preferred, but he knew it was a way to be a provider, and he was a very good provider. We never lacked for anything that we needed, and often not for what we wanted. He was a good man. He was a man of heart. He was a man of gentleness. Even when he came home from a hard day at work and my mother said, "Spank those boys, they were bad today," he'd kind of take us in a room and give us a little swat on the butt, and we encouraged us to scream loudly so that Mom knew that we were being properly punished.
That's funny.
It was kind of a conspiracy that we had. It was like, if we scream really loud, you know, Mom will be satisfied. But he was a gentleman. He loved women, and he loved life, and he loved beauty, and he taught me many things. I got to be at his side in his retail store as I was growing up. I got to be there as a fly on the wall, as a little worker around the corners, sweeping up and cleaning up. Well, he did man's work. It was a tobacco shop, so it was a very man and masculine shop. And he taught me some things that weren't so good also. He taught me that women could be treated as objects of admiration and sexuality. And it took me a long time to unlearn that lesson. But I knew that he was doing his best. He pushed against his father's domination, and he didn't provide us with much structure because he didn't want to do what his father did to him. And so in one way, the pendulum swung from left to right, and I got to the privilege of growing up in a pretty warm and healthy household, although, of course, my parents didn't have the benefit of psychology that we do today, so they had their own issues. But I want to say that my father did his very best. He really worked hard to be a good father, and I honor him today, and I honor his memory, I honor his gifts in my life and the lives of his family. And I also honor the gifts of my grandfathers, Frank Goodman and Ed Korash, who did their best in their way, in their life. And it seems like each generation does a little bit better than the last. And I especially want to acknowledge my ex-wife, my dear wife, Janet, and my wonderful daughter, Sarah, for making me a father and for allowing me to have the gift of fathering. And also the many, many men who have taught me. I have endless numbers of teachers and men in my life who have given me great gifts, and I just want to name some of them. The first was T.D. Lingo, who was my first true teacher when I was 19 years old. Peter Osorio, one of my psychology professors. Tom Pinkson, of course, I mentioned. Samuel Avital, a great mime and a Kabbalist. Werner Erhard, Harry Palmer, Hal Stone, Ty Sheridan. There's an endless number of teachers I could appreciate and send my gratitude to. But let's hear from some other people as well. Stephen, do you want to take this next step?
Yes. So what we want to do is encourage you to step forward and touch one if you'd like to offer an honoring to your father. And because we have many people on the line, we won't have time to do extensive honorings, you know, just a couple minutes perhaps each. But if it's straight from the heart, if the feeling and the love is real and alive, then it will magnify out and touch others. So what we want to do is,
Gary Stamper's on the line, one of our speakers. Do you want to call in Gary first?
Maybe we'll do Gary second. We'll bring one of the participants in first. Let's do Charles. You're live.
I pause and honor my father, Harold Mackenzie McLean, for his resolute, what I call stick-to-itiveness, especially when he was pushed away, and for giving me confidence on the water and in the woods. I honor my scoutmaster, Howard Elliott, my backup father, who was really my integrity role model and continues to be, and my uncle Bernard Kushnet, the role model for caregiving and love. And lastly, I honor Mike Murray, my soul mentor. Thank you all.
Thank you. Gary, did you want to go next?
Thank you, Lynn and Stephen. I want to honor my father, Wayne Stamper, who died just after his 92nd birthday this past January. He was my primary teacher, he was my model, and he was the single biggest influence in my life, as well as being one of my best friends. He was a man of his word, impeccable in his dealings with everyone he came into contact with. He didn't fully understand the work that I'm doing, but he always honored it and supported me with it and thought it was pretty amazing. And I really want to also honor my grandfathers, Marshall Measles and Peyton Stamper. And thank you very much for the work you guys do.
Thank you. Let's go to George. George, you're live.
I didn't think I'd get a chance to speak, but first of all, I really want to thank both of you because I've just been so blessed by listening to this teleseminar series. And Stephen, I've been following you since IONS, and I'm so thankful for your father also in that his work continues on and his energy continues on. And I'm looking forward to you developing a son with your partner. And so to I thank the current fathers, and I thank the process that's going to continue on into the future. I thank my father, who passed away almost 30 years ago now, and I thank especially all the grandfathers and all the wisdom. And when I say all the fathers, I'm including those fathers that were bad, because Sequoia taught us that for some reason they had to play that role and that we needed to watch and learn. So I thank all. God bless you all.
Samuel.
First of all, let me just express my appreciation for this fantastic summit and all the work that you guys have put in on it. And I want to honor my father. I want to honor you, my father, who honored me with your name. And I was trying to think of what I might say to you. I'm thinking about how you came into this world in a farming family in rural South Carolina, and then moved on to at the age of going to college at the University of South Carolina and became an accountant after that, and worked in the soil conservation department, I think, in South Carolina. And that was an early example to me of protecting the earth. And you were always a very impeccable, highly intelligent, and totally in integrity in your whole life. And I have always appreciated that about you. And thank you for being my father.
Samuel. Michael, let's go to you.
Yes, thanks, Stephen. Great job with the interviewing, Stephen and Lyon. I really have enjoyed the summit a lot. I just wanted to briefly honor my father, who passed on 11 years ago. Brought me into a rather difficult life, and I didn't appreciate his finest qualities until I was quite along in my life. It took a long time to really appreciate his gentleness and his careful guidance. I was always looking for faults, and it took me a long time to finally realize that he was a really good father to me, and I really appreciate him. I wish he was here. Thanks.
Avind or Ivind?
Yeah. Thank you for this opportunity. It has been an amazing blessing to listen to these speakers. I want to honor my father, Dad, for being so loving in ways that it took me a while to understand. I also want to apologize to you for blaming you for all of the hardship I experienced as a young man. when I didn't see in my ignorance that my childhood was a co-creation between you and my mother, who I also love and honor. And I also honor that you managed to create so many things despite the difficult start you had in your life when your dad died when you were 14 and you grew up in the Second World War. And you a life that is so alien to the one that I know. And I want to appreciate you for being willing to reconnect with me as I grew older and more able to see the goodness in you and also to recognize the ways in which I have hurt you in my ignorance. So thank you, Father. Thank you.
If you're on the webcast, you can type it into the sidebar and we can read some from the webcast if you'd like to do it that way. But let's go to Will next.
I'd like to honor my father, Michael. Had I known 4 years ago this Father's Day that when I was talking to him and he was reading some poetry that I had written him for his 70th birthday and crying over the phone as he was reading these poems back to me that I had shared with him, if I would have known that that would have been our last Father's Day together. I don't know what I would have said because I really didn't quite know what to say when he finished with that book of poems that I'd written for him. But if I could tell him one thing today, I would say, Dad, I'm just sorry that it took me so long to understand how much you loved me and how unwilling and unable I was to be able to really accept that love and understand that love. Thank you for this opportunity to share.
We've also had many women participate in the summit, so let's hear from Nancy. You're live.
I'd like to thank my father, Clyde Gates Weaver, for the blessings he brought into my life that I still embody, the love of wilderness, the love of being out in the wilderness. And I want to acknowledge the much darker blessings that he brought into my life with his lineage of alcoholism and sexual abuse, which brought me the blessings of learning to trust myself over authority and opening me up to a spiritual path. And I want to thank and honor all of the men on this conference, the speakers, the facilitators, and all of the men who pressed 2 for the breakout calls for showing me how very differently men can behave. So thank you, Gosho.
Let's go to Ben next.
Thank you, Stephen. And thank you, everybody. Really appreciating this space, and I feel a deep honoring in myself of all of your fathers, that they would have sons and daughters who would spend their Sunday in this way. It's really beautiful. And I just want to just deeply honor my father as I, in a few months, I'm going to be the age that he was when he had me. And I just look at that and wide-eyed wonder at who he was able to be and the love he was able to share. And it's just, I feel such appreciation for the ways that the world felt safe and the ways that I felt supported. And I feel deep appreciation for the ways that he fell short and how he was able to hold himself and me in those shortcomings. And especially now as I move into my manhood, as I work with the ways that things didn't work for me and have my own dishonorings of him, I feel so much appreciation for his holding of me in that process and his unconditional love in that. And I just am so grateful to have had beautiful modeling for what it is to be a man and what it is to be a loving human being on this planet. So thank you all, and thank you, Dad.
Ben, let's go to Joan.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to honor my father, Robert Hall Pepper. He died in 1980. And mainly the first thing I want to say is thank you, Daddy, for saving my life. Because when I was in the womb, it was doubtful whether I was going to make it. My mother wanted to abort me. So you stood up for me, and you have stood up for me many, many times. I know that you struggled with your own shadow. I know that you were yourself a victim. I know all this now. I did not know it when you were alive. I know that in your own way that you love me, and I want to tell you, Daddy, that now I love you very much. And thank you, Stephen and Lyme, for this wonderful, wonderful conference. It has helped me tremendously. And I am so hopeful now that we can all go forward together and change and evolve and save the planet and save ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Joan.
Go to, there's somebody that just has G as the name.
As Georg, I honor my father, the late Dr. Jörg Bertolt Karl Köster, for the spiritual opportunities he provided me through his work. When he stepped into the role of family man, I humbly wish to express gratitude and supplication to the Heavenly Father, that supreme presence of the masculine, both transcendent and immanent, which has sought expression in the service of the men of this gathering and all who are with me on the great way. I see it evolve through me by emulating manhood, as is palpable in Pontius Pilate's description of Jesus in this brief paragraph. Later, I wrote to Jesus requesting an interview with him at the Praetorium. He came. When the Nazarene made his appearance, I was having my morning walk, and as I faced him, my feet seemed fastened with an iron hand to the marble pavement, and I trembled in every limb as a guilty culprit, though he was calm. For some time, I stood admiring this extraordinary man. There was nothing in him that was repelling, nor in his character, yet I felt awed in his presence. I told him that there was a magnetic simplicity about him and his personality that elevated him far above the philosophers and teachers of his day. So be it. Thank you.
Thank you for bringing that honoring in.
Raylene.
Hi. I am just very excited because I had an opportunity to have my tribute for my dad, who passed away 9 years ago. It was published in the Good Men's Project magazine, which is part, I guess, of the American Psychiatric Association Division 51. It's focused on men, and as a marriage and family therapist, that's a big focus of mine. So it was just a tribute to my dad and my childhood memories of going to the beach together and standing side by side, and a wave would come, and he would say, jump, jump, and he would help lift me up so that I could be on top of the wave. And he always wore Old Spice cologne, and to this day, if I walk by someone who's wearing Old Spice cologne, it always makes me feel good, and I think my dad. And my dad taught me how to shake hands, and I love that to this day, because he was like, extend your hand fully, look the other person directly in the eyes, no limp wrists, no just touching fingertips, just a good strong handshake. And that kind of represented who my dad was. He was a man of his word and a man of great integrity. And so I'm just really, really happy that I was able to write something for him, and that it's out there somewhere. Thank you. And thank you so much for the conference. It's I've got so many notes and so much stuff written down that I need to go over it all, but it was wonderful, and I really appreciate the work you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Raylene.
Let's go to Melanie. Again, touch one. A reminder to touch one if you'd like to share. We're down to the last four now. So.
Thank, Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I just am so moved and touched. We did an amazing service in a church I visited today. All of the men went forward, and all of the women came up and put our hands on them and embraced them and blessed them. The lessons in my life have been from my father being missing, and by that contrast, I notice on the subway and buses when men are helping their daughters put on their jackets and pull them up into their lap, and so I bless the contrast, and I have deep compassion for men and great love and affection, and I'm just so grateful to you, Stephen, for this contribution to the well-being of our galaxy. Thank you so much.
Someone's on the general pin. If you're on the general pin and touch one, go ahead. There?
Say your name if you are in the general pin and touched one.
This is Joshua.
Go ahead, Joshua.
Wow, thank you. Wow. Well, I thank you both, especially for bringing the ceremony to the conference. It's opened my heart and soul, you know, beyond what words can say. And I just want to honor my father, Alan Willard. Dad, I want to send this recording to you because the world deserves to know what a great father that you've been. You taught me how to shave. You paid for much of my college tuition, where I met the best friends in my life. You've listened to me in the times when I've been in the worst pain that I've ever known in this world, and you've carried me through. And Dad, you know, the world deserves to know that you helped, to save my sister's life, your daughter. You've done things above and beyond the call of duty so many times, and I just thank you from the bottom of my heart with every fiber of my being.
Thank you.
Don, you're next.
I just want to honor my dad, John Michneau. He taught me confidence in my physical body by training me to run cross-country and supporting my first job as a paper boy. And this taught me to be comfortable on the streets and travel and to enjoy nature. Through his example, he showed a willingness to show up as a public person and with an extroverted spirit. And that gave me permission to exude my own enthusiasm and also to be physically affectionate and passionate about my relationships. And I also benefited from his curiosity about people and his willingness to speak openly.
Uriel.
Yes, I am so filled with emotion. I was not expecting to feel this way. My father actually died when I was 10 years old, so he was too soon gone. And I have yearned for, you know, most of my teenage life and young adult life to know more of this man that he traveled a lot. He was a World War One ace, and then after that, he was part of. In fact, he was in competition with Lindbergh to be the first to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. So he was in the golden age of the birthing of aviation in this country. All of which sounds very heroic, and certainly had the elements of a warrior and a courageous being. But the thing that I was so aware of his impact on other people, in fact, my grandfather said of my dad that he never saw a kinder face on any human. And my father was the epitome of gentleness and kindness, and yet the courage that he had demonstrated in his feats in World War I and also in World War II as well. So I'm very proud of him, but there's been so much yearning and longing when I was growing up to know more of him. And when my mother died, I found a journal that my father kept when he was in his 20s, which was just unheard of. And he dedicated the journal. He was very prophetic. He had that quality about him, and he dedicated it to, he said, I have a sense that this will be read one day by my progeny, and that there will be something in here that's important that it be read. And I read that sentence 71 years after he had been gone. So my gratitude for getting to know him from the inside out, because he went to the trouble of keeping a journal, is with me to this very day. One last example of what I do remember. My memories are few of him before he died, but one in particular, I was in the third grade, and I had gone to a slumber party. And I was the youngest one there, and there were some other girls, and they were puffing on cigarettes and passing them around, and I had no interest. I took one puff, and it was horrible, couldn't stand it, and that was the end of it. But when I went home, my mother smelled in my clothing and in my hair that smoke, and so she asked me, she said, did you smoke at this slumber party? And I said, yes. And she turned to my father and she said, well, how shall we punish her? And he looked at her and he said, why should we punish her? She told the truth. And she went on to do something very strange, like make me stand in the corner or something equally bizarre. But that was because of her believing that she needed to do that to control this wild thing that was her child. But he was the man who could stand aside and see things with his great benevolent eye. And I feel him with me all the time now. I feel him so much around me as an elder myself. And I do not feel a separation from him. So it's a great irony that his presence is so strong in my life at this juncture. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share this. As I said, I'm feeling much more emotion than I had any idea I would. And thank you, Stephen and Lion, for doing such an incredible job.
That honoring. We have an honoring from the webcast from David. I'll read it for you, David. To my father, who was so young when he died, my father, who was so young when he died and filled my life with that pain of missing him, to my father who brought the pain that brought me closer to my power so soon in my life, my father that let me find my way on my own, who let my yearning for him bring out the knowledge that I have gained. Thank you, Father, for allowing this moment of gratitude to well up within me. I honor your presence.
Greg.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to honor my father, Vincent Goetz, who has been gone for 40 years. And like someone else said, I'm just filled with aware of my longing for him and how when I was younger, he was my hero. And later on, I was ashamed of him, but he stayed the same. It was only me that changed. And in his absence, realizing the man I have become is much the man that he was, and for me, he he stayed in the background and sort of watered the ground that I stood on so that I could grow. And that's what I believe I've done for my children and others. And I just want you to know, Dad, how much I miss you and how much you are present with me every day. So let me share.
Thank you. Aaron.
Oh, yeah, this is Aaron. I'd like to honor my father, Douglas. I didn't grow up with my father. I didn't get to see him a lot. And I wrote a poem about him that I just like to read. It's called What You Built in Me. Dad, you were the golden light that shined all through my life, even through those months and years when I was three time zones away and the bitter hurt of that. I am full of appreciation for who you were and are to me. Messed up, but I forgive you. Forgiveness comes from a place in me that you built, leaves rolled up, hammer, nails, a soothing salve you rubbed in for when you knew you couldn't be with me. Thanks, Dad, for being who you are, and I love you very much.
For sharing that.
Well, we thank you. Right now we don't have any other ones with their hands up right now, so do touch one if you'd like to do an honoring. I'm curious, maybe Dad, he's still on the line. Dad, would you like to honor your father?
Yes, I am still on the line.
Yeah.
Well, I think that I always felt kind of love and affection for my father, and he was kind of like I turned out to be in many respects. He was, his integrity was beyond reproach. His faithfulness, his love for his children, and he kind of was like a strong back.
Having technical difficulties, give it one moment.
I think my dad's phone was having an issue there. You can still hear Dad. You maybe call back in. It seems like the phone has gone a little haywire. In the meantime, we have a few more. There's somebody on a general pin.
Yes.
Touched one.
Me.
Go ahead.
My father worked for 40-some years in Duluth at the grain elevators. Duluth, Minnesota, Howard, sorry, and he passed away 3 years ago. I feel him with me today listening to this conference and learning in the spirit, celebrating with all the wonderful men that have been speaking. And I want to say thank you to him for his love of nature. Being in the woods was where he connected to the divine. And I carry that in my bones today, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful that he is with me as a guide in my work today. And I just want to say I love you, Dad, and I miss you.
Mike, you're next.
I guess that's me. You have my PIN number. I'm so moved by what I've heard the last few days. I've been helped greatly. But I thought of my dad a lot today. He died when I was just in my 20s, and he was wounded early in life with mental illness. And I don't think I appreciated until I grew up and had some of those issues, how much he smiled through it all and loved the 7 mouths he had to feed and worked pretty hard with a lot of anxiety, I think. But been 35 years now, and I think we still miss him. I know we miss him a great deal, and wish we had had those years. But I take heart with what one of your other callers said, that we can find him still with us. Thank you.
Gloria.
Hi. Hi. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. It's been such a beautiful week. I guess I want to honor my father, who I really didn't have a connection with because I was afraid of his anger. I want to honor him because I do want to have a connection with him. I want to say that I'm sorry to him that he hurt so much. And it turned into anger, which frightened me and brought a disconnection inside of me. But through my spiritual journey, I am learning to heal that. And just this week from this telesummit, I want to thank you, all the men and women, because I was able to have a memory of when I was, like, I think I was 3 or 4, and he worked in the coal mines. And I remember running down the street to meet him and hold his hand, all black. I mean, he was white, but he was all black, and he had his lunch pail. And I just grabbed his lunch pail, and we walked up the street. Oh, God, I'm getting, like, goosebumps because I forgot that. So thank you. Thank you, and I want to tell him that I forgive you for the anger that just lashed out so harshly. Oh, my God, he's been gone over 40 years, and I haven't been able to feel his presence, and I can feel it now, so thank you. Thank you, Stephen and Lion. I mean, you're just such a beautiful beacon of light for us, and you've given me so much hope for my 3 sons, who I know 2 of them are really filled with anger because I had my own anger issues. I want to just extend love to everybody who supported this telesummit. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I feel hold. I feel like my heart got the missing piece. I've tried to forgive. You know, I thought I forgave, but my heart just couldn't quite get there. And this week, one of you, each speaker, have brought me there. It's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. You know, so you've fathered me in my heart.
Thank you so much.
Really touching sharing. Thank you, Gloria, for opening your heart so deeply.
Thank you.
Dad, is your line clear now? Can you give it a try?
Yeah, I was getting a lot of interference, and then all of a sudden you were gone. So I don't know.
We're going to do a little honoring of your father.
Yeah, I was saying that my father was one of those that modeled certain traits that I hope that I picked up, love of his children and living life right. He was a model of integrity and of providing for his family and trying to do the right thing all the time. And he was a quiet man too, like I turned out to be. He was kind of a strong, silent type. I hope that I picked up those virtues, and I really respected him for that. And he was also a man of interest that you wouldn't think. He had an interest in music, and he had an interest. He had a little interest in politics and things like that. But oops, I lost him again.
No, you're still here.
Oh, you're still there. Okay, I'm getting beeps on the line. I don't know why, but hey, he was he was somebody that I really appreciated, and I definitely missed after he was gone. And I don't know if I ever got a chance, except maybe at the end when he was passing, to tell him how much I loved him. I told him then, but I don't know if he could hear then. And that's one thing that I kind of regretted. I didn't exchange generally those types of emotional things with each other. We just kind of felt them but didn't tell each other. And I know he loved me, and I just hope that he knows that I loved him.
Thank you, Dad and Grandpa. Fernando.
Thank you very much. I am Fernando. I am the son of Fernando, who passed away about a year ago this coming week. We call him El Viejo, and I miss him very much. And I just want to honor him by thanking him. Thank him for the example that he was, both directly to us and also indirectly through the many, many, many people who knew him so well that would, on the day of his funeral, would come up out of nowhere strong testimonials about his life, his integrity, and how he affected and touched them so positively. He was a military man, spent many, many years away from the family in outposts in rural Peru in South America. He touched thousands and thousands of people's lives. He was an enigma to us, but an enigma that is very rich, an enigma that I continue to unravel, an enigma that I feel very grateful to have in front of me. He became my friend over the past 2 years when we were separated. He lived in Peru where he went until the day he passed. But we spent many, many hours over the internet video, and we developed a relationship that was unlike that of many, many years prior. And we became very close, rekindled so many things. And again, I honor him. I miss him a lot. Viejo, te extraño. Thank you.
Gracias, Fernando. Gracias. So, we are coming to the end of our time. Lion, I know you would like to do one honoring, and I'd also like to do a visualization for us to kind of send all the blessings and the prayers from this together. But first, Lion, if you could do, and you had one more honoring.
I do. I want to honor a being who has given of itself for billions of years, and that is our sun, the soul, the sun at the center of our particular solar system, the star that shines out its energy, its beauty, and its warmth that gives us just the right amount of radiation so that we can grow ourselves and grow the plants and animals that inhabit this earth. It is, to me, the icon of generosity and generativity. It burns itself in order to give its gift to this planet and to the world. So I honor the sun, our father, especially as we come up to the summer solstice, which is just days away on the 21st. And that is the peak of the solar energy, the peak of the masculine. Our timing for the Ultimate Men's Summit is beautiful because it takes us right up to that celebration of the full sun, the peak of the solar. In ourselves, our own hearts, where we have a sun at the center of our hearts that shines out in the same way as we become generative, generous, and giving from our hearts. I want to honor the fathers of our religions and spirituality. The earliest Egyptian and Phoenician kings, Abraham, the father of the Jewish religion, Jesus, the father of the Christian religion, Muhammad, the father of of Islam, Buddha, the father of Buddhism, the pantheon of the Greek gods, Apollo and Dionysus, Saint Germain, the father of the magical traditions, also the archetypes, the king, the warrior, the magician, and the lover in all of us, the gods, the trinity of the Hindu gods, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, the creator, the sustainer, and the destroyer, or, as someone told me once, that's what God stands for, generator, operator, and destroyer, G-O-D. So the fathers that are behind us, the ancestors that go all the way back to the earliest humans, and even before that to our lineage of the animal kingdom, I honor everyone who has come before us to educate us, to teach us, to grow a civilization that can see itself, people who can become more conscious, more aware, and bring in the virtues, the highest values, as Robert Moore said, the moral psychology that enables us to become better human beings, mature, the mature masculine, the mature feminine, so that we can create a better world together. Oh.
Lion, and just thank you from my heart to all of you who have shared with us this journey of the summit and shared this ritual of honoring fathers. Just want to encourage all of us to put a hand on our heart right now and feel the upwelling of emotion and love that's been shared and that is probably welled up in all of us who spoke and who did have not spoken. And just to send that love out to heal the relationships with all the fathers in the world, all the unsaid words, the troubles, the pain, just sending out a beam of light and love to melt those to the love that's underneath, the bond between every father and every son, every father and every daughter, one doing their best to bring the healthy masculine into the world in the way that they could, sending out a beam of love to melt those thing that's between us, a deeper love. Now as we bring this summit to a close, just also just visualizing all the wisdom from 90 speakers and 18,000 participants and all the people who have shared themselves vulnerably in breakout groups, all of the weaving together of this collective healing and transformation and activation, just taking that and breathing that into our own bodies and into our own hearts and taking forward whatever nourishes us, whatever opens us, whatever feeds us on our path and our journey. And maybe what we can do just to kind of seal the final moment here is I can just make everybody who is on the live line give you the microphone, and we can just say a collective thank you to each other for showing up, for our commitment to be real, to be vulnerable, to be transformed. So on the count of three, we can all just say thank you, and that can seal the summit. One, two,
thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful. Well, Lion, thank you.
And Stephen, thank you. This has been an extraordinary privilege and an honor to be a participant, be an organizer, be a facilitator, all of these roles I've played with you as a partner. It has been a true joy. So thank you, Stephen.
Thank you. And we'll be letting folks know about later in the week. We're going to invite you into a special area of the Shift Movement to continue the connections and conversations. We'll also be launching a course that allow people who want to take the next step and go deeper, and then a whole initiatory process, which Lion mentioned on the phone with Robert, that we've been bringing together elders from many of the different men's work organizations to design something that can really be rolled out to a large number of people around the world and help in this healing of the masculine, the transformation of the masculine into its highest divine expression.
And if you have friends, if you've been touched, invite your friends to register. Even though the summit is complete, people who register will get access to all the recordings, the rich library of over 90 elders that we can learn from. So,
yeah. And we say 2 months, but I mean realistically, we haven't actually taken down the previous any of the previous summits from last year. So they'll probably be there for a while, but we're only promising a couple months. But you know, you have access to the full archive. Enjoy it, share it, and feel and get the blessings. So thank you all.
Thank you all, everyone.
All right, that is it. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Thank you. It's hard to get off the phone, though. I've been enjoying myself. I feel like the phone is glued to my ear because I've had such a good time. But I will.
Hey, you can stay on the phone and you can just glue it to your ear. I'm going to go sit in the sun.
All right.
All right.
Blessings to everyone.
Blessings to everyone.
Bye now. Bye-bye.